Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. Yeah. I'm going to put my phone on silent, but I will see it light up. And if I'm not talking, I'll do it.
Good morning. Good morning. We truly want to thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather once again in the house of the Lord, and thank the Lord for each and every one that's online, that is listening in, and the saints that who may be still on their way, trusting that God will grant them traveling mercies. Thankful, Lord God, for Sister Holmes being on the phone, and we're just thankful because God has been so good. God, no problem. Good, no problem. Thank the Lord for his goodness to us, and it's good to see everyone in the house of the Lord this morning, and the children that were here, it's good to see them, and the blessings. And, those who are working in the media room, good to see Brother Brandon up working and taking care of business and helping out there. We thank God for all the saints of God. That's what we want, the family of God working together for one cause, and that's for the glory and honor of God. Amen. Let us look to the Lord for a brief word of prayer and just thank God. And he's already been here with us, but we want to usher him into this part of our service. And he has always told us in the word of God that we are to acknowledge him, and we want to do that. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank you once again for another privilege and opportunity to call upon your precious and holy name. We thank you, Lord God, for the saints of God who have gathered once again in the house of the Lord to be in your presence, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we thank you for all the saints who are online, dear Heavenly Father, and ask a special prayer and blessing be upon them, too, as they listen in to hear the word of God. And thank you for the media crew, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Melita, Brother Brandon, Lord God, and the work, and Sister Melisande, and the work that they put into making sure, Lord God, that the broadcast is up and running so, Lord God, their souls can hear the word of God. We thank you for that, and we ask your continued blessings. Ask that you remember each and every one of us in a mighty way, dear Heavenly Father. Remember those saints who are still on their way. We ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would hasten them along safely over the highways. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Allow no accidents to befall them. Thank you for the older saints who are here this morning, Sister Carol, Sister Regina, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless them. Thank you for Sister Holmes being on the phone, dear Heavenly Father. We know there's another prayer that's going to be offered up. So, Lord God, we're just going to give you a general thank you, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would continue to bless us, Lord God, and be with us in the services today, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over us, Lord God. We pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in thy sight. Lord God, we're not forgetting our ushers at the door, Lord God. Remember Brother Reggie, Lord God, as he's allowing them, bringing in those, dear Father, opening up the door and greeting them, dear Father, to come into the house of the Lord. We thank you for that, and ask that you would bless him, dear Heavenly Father. Be with our children who are downstairs. Thank you for so many of them being out this morning, and ask your continued blessings be upon them. Now, Father God in heaven, we pray that you would have thine own way in the services today, and we will be so careful this morning to give your name all the praise and all the glory and all the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. In our bulletin, we'll find a sheet, a song, Thank You, Lord.
Amen. 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 Always want to give God thanks.
Amen.
Amen. Even in the little thing, giving thanks.
All.
Thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've answered prayer. You've
God. Giving glory to God this day.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels good down in your soul just to be able to say thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Praise our God. And to know what you're thanking him for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Praise our God. So good to be in the house of God. So good to be in the kingdom of God, in the church of God this morning.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Puts joy down deep in your heart to know that what God has done, or where he's brought us from.
Amen.
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 And where he's promised to take us to.
Praise our God.
If we're faithful. Thank Amen. God for his goodness.
Amen.
Amen. We give honor to our pastor this morning. We thank God for her. Thank God for what he has done for her and anointed her to do for us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And she does it all to his glory.
Amen.
She makes herself of no reputation.
Mm-hmm.
But in all things is serving God. We thank God for she truly is an example. Truly is an example of godly woman, a servant of God, a beautiful, beautiful servant of God. We just thank God. Thank God that he's allowing us to prosper in our souls through his word, through the truth of the word being preached. And we just thank God for all his goodness. Our responsive reading this morning is found in that sixth chapter of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. Thank God for his precious, precious word. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. Reading responsively. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid.
What? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? Or two, saith he, shall be one flesh.
But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
Fornication, every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own together? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise our God. God teaches us what to do with our body and our spirit.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Again, we're just so thankful for what God has done for us, how he has supplied our needs.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we can go to his throne and take our requests to him. And we know because we live for him, he will hear. And so we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. I just want to say at this time, the Spirit is leading me to call on Brother Brandon to come and pray, to offer up prayer once the requests are made. And so I thank God for his goodness and for hearing. And so we are there special requests by word of mouth or uplifted hand? Sister Gina.
This week, the girls, she doesn't check the church and rent and all that. This week, she's got to go in and they have to go down her throat. Okay, so keep her in your prayer. She helps me all the time.
Amen. 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 We'll remember that request for the friend, very helpful to Sister Regina. I think they call that endoscopy, where they put a scope down there, yeah, checking. So we will remember her much in prayer, because any procedure that the doctors do, any prayer, any time they're putting their hands on us, or anyone that we know that we need for the Lord to be there to help. So we will remember her in prayer. Thank you, Sister Regina.
Okay.
Other requests. Sister Carol.
My roommate in prayer. I thank the Lord for his goodness and mercy.
Amen.
And when we moved in our head, God still gives me strength.
Amen.
Amen.
I am so blessed.
Praise our God.
And I pray for my family that came here in one-on-one time with me. Oh, what a blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Good, good.
Amen.
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 And also the cousins out there. Dwayne.
Yeah, Dwayne and Maria. Mm-hmm. Stokes. Amen. Amen.
Sister Blake, Sister Webb says, remember her and her family. They are listening in. So remember them today.
We remember Sister Webb and her family.
Yes.
And we remember Sister Carol and continue to pray. We pray for her strength daily.
Amen.
She says she's getting weaker and yet she's strong. Yes, that's what the Apostle Paul said.
Mm-hmm.
When I am weak, then am I strong. Because you're leaning on the Lord.
Amen.
So we remember Sister Carol in that way, and also her extended family who came in to visit with her. She had a wonderful visit. They flew here to talk with her one-on-one for hours. They were there, and just, as she said, talking about the Lord and praising the Lord. So we thank God, and we thank God for giving them traveling mercies as well. So remember the McGrell family, much in prayer.
Also, Sister Blake, remember Sister Fran, she had to drive in today to bring Tyrone to the airport. He's got a flight in Georgia, so remember him. And then remember the Scott family for their mother's funeral, too. So.
Amen.
Memorial service.
Amen. Memorial service for Sister Scott and Sister Fran driving, bringing Tyrone to the airport here. Remember our pastor.
Amen.
The Lord's anointing will be on her to preach the word of God. Brother Jackson.
My son-in-law, Donald, was talking to Angela, I think it was yesterday, I can't remember, but they wanted him to come in this coming Friday, I believe, she said, and he stay, but remember that
test that they were around. Yes. Amen. Brother DeVester Jackson's son-in-law, Donald, who had tests to be run. We'll remember him much in prayer. And his companion, Brother DeVester's daughter. Amen. Sister Smith? Yes, yes. It's so true. Amen. Amen. Remember Sister Smith's request for the children? She was thanking God. She had 4 children in her class today, and we thank God for that. And we'll pray for Sister Smith. The Lord will anoint her in the teaching of the little ones, because that's where they get their start. And so it's important for them to get a good foundation. As they come on, they grow older and taller and increase in knowledge. We want them to continue on up through Sunday school class, as many of us started and came right on up. And so we know it's important. We know it's important. So remember the children and remember Sister Smith as well. The Lord will bless her to be able to teach the children. Remember all of the teachers, whether they're teaching young or old or in between.
Mr. Blake, I ask that you continue to remember Deborah, Sister Regina's daughter. Was texting with her. She said she's coming along. This one's a little more, this knee surgery is a little bit more. She's had more pain. So I told her we were still praying for her, and I just sent her a note back that the Lord would give her strength to go through. So just remember her much in prayer.
Amen.
Sister Regina was over there the other day. She went to visit her on Tuesday, and she did some cooking and things for her. So
amen.
Thank the Lord for that. She was able to get up and do for her daughter. So
amen.
Remember her in prayer.
Bless the Lord.
Wonderful.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. The Belt and Crew. Amen. Bless the Lord. Our general requests. Amen. We all need the Lord at all times. To the hymn of meditation, I ask Brother Brandon to take us to the throne of grace. If anyone has a special request, come to an altar, go into the prayer room, or just kneel at your bench as the Spirit leads.
So we turn in our worship to the Lord to 455. 455 in the worship to the Lord. Close to thee. 455. That's what our prayers do. They bring us closer and closer to the Lord.
Thou my everlasting portion, more than bread or life to me, all along my pilgrim journey, save your let me walk with thee, close to thee.
Thee. Thank you, Lord. Kind, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning. Lord, first thanking you for this very day. Lord, we thank you for the beautiful sunshine this morning, Lord. We were able to rise this morning, Lord, and see it, Lord, is not something that everyone was able to do. Lord, we were able to rise this morning and give you thanks, which is not something that everyone is able or willing to do. And Lord, we just say thank you for us to be able to recognize your strength and your power that you have in this world today. Lord, we thank you for saints that are here. We thank you for saints that are listening, Lord. We thank you for those that don't know yet that they need to be listening, Lord, but the message is coming to them in the time that is appropriate. Lord, we ask that you would look in on every saint that is here, Lord. Thank you for the prayer requests that have gone forward. Lord, we ask you to look in on Sister Webb and her family. We thank you, Lord, for them to be able to listen in, to be able to hear the word of God and the songs of Zion go forward, Lord. We ask that you would look in on our dear Sister Beverly, Lord. We thank you so much for her life, Lord. We thank you so much for all that she gives to each and every one that's here, Lord. We thank you for the smile that she brings each and every Sunday, Lord. We thank you for all that she presses through in strength, Lord, showing the rest of us just how to do this thing called life, Lord. But I know there may be days that she does not feel to get up. I know there may be days where she feels weak. She may feel weaker than she had before, Lord. But you give her the strength each and every day to be able to still persevere through, Lord. And in that, Lord, that shows those of us that are younger that we can yet make it still another day, Lord. Lord, no matter what the trials are going on, no matter how much we know the pain and the hurt that might be there, we can still press forward, Lord, but not only pressing forward with the smile and the hope and faith in thee. And Lord, that is the most important thing that we can take away every single time we see Sister Beverly, and we say thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we thank you for Sister Regina, Lord, and her family, Lord. We thank you for her daughter, Lord, and even the testimony in the faith that she believes within the saints to pray for her, to continue to keep her lifted up, to continue to know that the Lord is watching through others in her life. And we ask that at one point in time, Lord, you would bless, that it would move even further where needed in her being, Lord. We thank you for her mother who is there with her, Lord, being able to give her guidance and her love and strength, Lord. I'm sure that she appreciates the needs. But, Lord, even in Sister Regina, giving her the strength to be able to do, Lord. Yes. We know that her health isn't what it used to be, but she still presses forward. Amen. Even here on the services on Sunday morning, Lord, we hear her humming the melodies of Zion, giving us a little bit of a reminder that she's still here, sitting, listening, pressing, and helping us to understand that we need to press our way through as well. Amen. Lord, we thank you so much for Sister Smith. We thank you for her everlasting love for her children, for her family, Lord. We thank you that she has turned that love even to the children here at the church.
Yes.
Lord, she always is so dedicated, so willing, with a smile to come in and say, I'm here, I'm present and accounted for, Lord. And I want to make sure that my children are here and present and accounted for as well. Lord, please bless, put any worry and concern aside for her, Lord, as she's teaching. Allow her to understand that she knows the word and she's providing the word just the way that you would ask for the children, Lord. Lord, give her the peace of mind, Lord, to continue to press forward, to continue to put her best foot forward for you, Lord, as she even ages gracefully in front of our eyes, Lord. We thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for the ushers that are at the doors, Lord. Thank you for all that they are doing for us to continue to watch over, Lord. We thank you for the officer that is in the parking lot, Lord, watching over in this space. Thank you for the continuance of the saints to come to this space, Lord. Many people would run. Many people would say, we don't want to be in a place where there's danger and there's worry and concern and you have to put up electric and you have to put up all these fences and things. But Lord, the saints still come. Lord, we still stand as a beacon on a hill. And Lord, we still say, come into the church and come give your life to God. Lord, we ask that we would continue to press forward like those going before us and showing us that no matter what we may be worried, concerned about, we can still come and give honor and glory to thee, Lord, in front of those that need to see it most so that they also will understand exactly where they have to be for their lives. Lord, we thank you for the Bell crew. We thank you for all that they have done and all that they endure. Lord, I personally thank you for my cousins, Lord, and seeing them press through, seeing them go through the things that they deal with, Lord, but they still continue to give you the glory, the honor, and praise, Lord. It's not easy to have the situations that they have, Lord. It's not a burden that any of us truly understand on a 24-hour basis, but we thank you for their example. We thank you for the blessing of Pastor Jenkins that is able to be a part and participate as well, Lord, and Brother Tony that is able to go as well and be a part. Thank you, Lord, for showing us and showing someone out there just how to be able to continue through and still give God. It's so easy to say, well, why me, Lord, and why did this happen to me, or why my child? But, Lord, you gave us the strength to be able to say, we thank you for our child, Lord. We thank you for the blessing, Lord. We thank you for such love and joy and excitement that we see out of that family, Lord. But specifically, Little Lee, Lord, I thank you for him. Amen. You've blessed me through him, Lord, watching him, seeing him grow, and taking full advantage of everything that he has. Lord, we as a people take for granted the things that we have, abilities that we have on a daily basis. But let little Liam be a reminder to us that through it all, we can still give glory, give honor, give praise, see the joy. Even when things look a little different than what we expect, there is still a blessing in that. And thank you, Lord, for his parents going in day in and day out. Lord, I thank you for my cousin DeAndre. He is such a battle and such a fighter, Lord, for you. And I thank you every time he gets up in the morning, he goes into work, he deals with the things that he deals with and comes home and still helps to manage with that family, Lord. And that is a blessing, Lord, that I want to give recognition and thank you for you, Lord, giving you strength day in and day out to do so, Lord. I know he's quiet spoken, and I know that's a blessing even in itself, Lord, for the family that he has. But we thank you for giving him the grace and the blessing and the strength that he needs. Lord, in this moment, I ask that you would lift him up. In our conversation that we had yesterday, I see it in his eyes. Lift him up and give him the grace that he needs. Give him the strength. Help him to understand that you are right here with him all the way, every step and every day, Lord. Thank you for his beautiful wife. Thank you for his all that she does for her family, all that she means to her family, and what she blesses through, Lord. Thank you for blessing that they are to me, Lord, on yesterday coming out and celebrating our little one, Lord, pressing through a situation that could have easily been, no, we don't want to show or we don't want to take. Lord, it was such a blessing to me, a reminder that through everything, you give us the grace and the ability to smile and go on and share a light with those that need it, Lord. Sometimes we don't know who needs to see our light. Sometimes we don't know who needs to see that smile in that moment, who needs to understand that God is still there with us, Lord, in and out, day in and day out. When it's rough, when it's easy, we still need to see it. And sometimes that may be us shining through that moment, Lord. Lord, I ask that you would bless my uncle, my dear uncle, Byron, Lord, I thank you so much for what he gave this morning and the message that he provided in the Sunday school lesson, Lord, this morning. Lord, allowing us to see a different perspective, Lord, of what you do for the people of Israel, Lord, the challenges that have went then and bringing it to today to understand that we're not that far off from those folks, Lord. And sometimes we have to be reminded that you're still here and that you're still going to bless us and take us through as long as we give ourselves and our lives to you, Lord. And even when there's a challenge, you will still come back to take care of your people. You will provide way for your people. Lord, I ask that you look in on this congregation and show us the way for the people, Lord, what we need to see and where we need to go for this congregation, Lord, to continue in the way that you have set forward. Lord, I ask that you would continue to remember on Brother Lovester's request, Lord, this morning. Thank you for his family. Thank you for his steadfastness and teaching, Lord. I appreciate watching him stand up and teach in front of the saints, Lord, because I know it's a challenge. I know it's something that can be difficult and you can be concerned and worried. But Lord, you blessed him anyway to stand firm and to provide the word that he is given by you to teach his people, to teach your people, Lord. So we say thank you. Lord, we ask that you would look in on the Blakes, Lord. They're so thankful for them, their beautiful family, Brother Maurice and Sister Patricia, Lord, and all that they mean to this congregation, Lord. We thank you for their steadfastness in being in their post each Sunday, each Wednesday, each Tuesday, even when we're on Saturdays, Lord. Thank you for allowing them to stand fast in everything that needs to be done. We know that sometimes it can be taken for granted. Those of us are able to walk in at 11 and celebrate and praise the Lord and then walk right out at 1:30 and not have to worry about anything else. But there are those that are taking and caring about the church that we know are steadfast. And those two are prime examples of your steadfast leaders in this church. Lord, I ask that you would help give them the strength where they need it. Help them build them up where they see that they may be slipping or falling. Give them the understanding, Lord, that they're still doing mission for you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for Sister Lita and Sister Millicent, Lord. We thank you for their steadfastness in your word each and every Sunday, Lord, understanding the work that has to be done and doing it with a smile and no complaint, wearing many hats, moving from one part to the other and continuing to lead and sing and continuing to take care of the media and all that needs to be done. Lord, we thank you for their steadfastness, Lord. If there's nothing else that is in this church, there's a rock foundation, not one stone, not two stones, not a big stone or a little stone, Lord, but all stones built together, building up the house of God, Lord, each and every individual in this church, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for the children that are here. Lord, we know that they're young, and we know that sometimes they get weary of being in church, but we thank you that they are here and that they're listening and that they're understanding. And even though they may not get it today, even though they may not get it today, there will be a day that it comes that they understand, this is why I was in the church of God. This is where the Lord is helping me. This is how this the method that went forward and how it applies to my life. And although I may not understand how I see it, Lord, and I appreciate you being there, and I thank you for Nana and Pawpaw and everyone else that was making me sit down, wake up, and look and listen to the church of God and listen to what's happening. Lord, we ask you to bless the children and help them to understand in the days that are ahead, because I was once one of those children, Lord, sitting on the second pew, watching my aunts and uncles, watching my grandmother, watching my grandfather, and understanding what not everything that was happening, but today I can sit on a pew and understand exactly why they did what they did, exactly why I had to stand up and listen, and why I wasn't allowed to sleep, Lord, because we had to understand the battle that was coming before us that was called life. And, Lord, that we would need you to be able to make it through this thing called life. Lord, we can't do it without you. Sometimes it may look easy. It may look simple because someone else is living it without you. But, Lord, we know what we see on the outside is not always what's happening on the inside. And, Lord, sometimes that turmoil turns to pain, and that turmoil turns to action and negativity that we see in this world. But, Lord, if we have you from the foundation of our childhood and understanding where we need to go, we can stand the test of time and the winds and the change and all that happens to get to you, Lord, at the end of the day. Amen. Lord, we thank you for our dear pastor. Amen. We thank you for blessing her day in and day out, Lord. We walked in this morning and we saw her. We saw Sister Doris, Lord. And Lord, and I say thank you. I say thank you for the blessing and the understanding that even in this moment, even in this time where she may not physically be here with us, Lord, the example that she led for this church, the example that she led for her daughters and her sons here in this congregation still stands firm, Lord. Repeating that cycle that if you just make sure that they learn it as a child, they may turn away, they may go out, but at one point in time, they will understand and see that they need to come back home to you. And Lord, today we see in Pastor Jenkins just that. She had to go out at some point, but she came back. And she's standing on your word. She's standing on everything that you've taught her. She's standing on all those that have brought before her to understand the gravity in which it is to hold the pastorship of this congregation, Lord. Lord, no doubt there are some times she's worried and concerned or thoughtful of what may be said, but we thank you that each every Sunday you give her blessing and the understanding to know that you are there with her, that you lead her. You shut her eyes and allow her to stand behind the cross and you to speak. And Lord, we thank you for that day in and day out. We don't take that for granted, Lord, because we know not everywhere are we getting that same message. We know that in this world today, there's a lot of folks that give an easy message to allow for people to walk in the door. And sometimes it's a little more challenging to hold people accountable to what your word says. But Lord, we understand that if we hold firm, you'll take care of the rest. Amen. And Lord, we thank you for that very blessing. Lord, I ask that you would look in on my wife, look in on myself as well. Lord, you know the challenges that we've had as a couple. Lord, you know the challenge that we stand in need of help and strength in. Lord, I thank you for continuing to place your hand on us, Lord. Lord, I know from the things you've shown me in dreams and in conversations where I stand and what I must do. And Lord, I also understand that the enemy understands that same. And if he understands that same, that means he's going to throw a challenge and he's going to throw blocks and he's going to throw things that would throw you off track. So Lord, I ask that you would continue to bless in my home, Lord. I ask that you would continue to bless my wife. Give her the strength that she stands in need of. Give her the understanding that she knows she needs and that you provide us. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, daily for the word and the messages that we are able to go through in our home for our Bible study and how you show us how to move and make adjustments for ourselves and for our children that we might be a light within our home, Lord. That doesn't mean it comes without challenge. So we thank you, Lord, for the challenging days. We thank you, Lord, for the battles to understand what we need to be doing. We thank you for the rough patches because it makes the smooth ones that much more valuable. And that's the same in our salvation in our life. Sometimes we're going to be challenged. Sometimes the enemy is going to come at us left and right. Sometimes we go to church on Sunday and it's a beautiful service and we're walking out of here with sun and light and we're happy. And then Monday morning, boom, something happens. And the enemy is right there at our neck. Tell us you can't, you won't, and you won't be able to, and he can't. But Lord, we know that if we've hid your word in our heart, no matter what that challenge is on Monday morning, Lord, we can make it through.
Praise God.
So Lord, continue to bless us. Continue to help us. If there's anyone that I've gotten, Lord, know that it is of mine and not my heart. And Lord, I ask that you would give blessing to anyone that hears this message today. Allow it to go forward the way that it needs to. Allow your servant, Lord, to share the word that we need to hear, Lord. Allow us to be attentive in the way that we need to be attentive, so we get what we need from it. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord.
Praise our God. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Bless
amen,
the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Bless the Lord.
Thank God. Thank God for the spirit of prayer.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
amen,
yes,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Before you to offer prayer as we bring our tithes and offerings to the Lord. This is the second save the month, a special offering for today is for the building fund. And as we file by, we may place that offering for the building fund in the center plate, and we may place our tithes and other offerings on either side. Thank God for its goodness. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, once again, dear God. And we're so glad, dear God, that you hear our prayers, dear God. Lord, even, dear God, as we call upon your most holy name, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that no matter what the season of prayer is, dear God, we know, dear God, because we are one body. We are, as the psalm poet said, the church of God. One body is, one spirit dwells within. So, Lord, we know, dear God, that you hear our prayers, dear God, and you bind them together, Lord. And, Father, you pour out your blessings, dear God, according to our faith, dear God. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the prayers that have been thus far rendered, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, bind this prayer with those, dear Father.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have provided for us, Lord. Lord, truly, Lord, you have provided for our needs, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, as we bring our tithes and offerings into your storehouse, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would multiply them as only you can, dear God. Truly, we've seen, Lord, your mighty hand at work, Lord, multiplying, dear God, these tithes and offerings so that, Lord, they go even farther, dear God, than mankind would think that they go. Lord, we realize, Lord, that there are those, dear God, who are, for whatever reason, dear God, monitoring, dear God, this congregation, those who are without, dear God, and doubtless, dear God, in their own carnal hearts, wondering, Lord, how we keep the lights on, how we keep the heat on, how we keep the doors open. But we serve an almighty God. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. And so we know, Lord, that you have multiplied blessings, dear God, unto us. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would touch, dear God, even the tithes and offerings, dear God, that we bring, Lord, from our hearts unto thee, dear God. We pray, Father, that you would use them, dear God, to your glory and honor. We pray, Lord, that you would, Lord, make us wise stewards, dear God, Lord, over that which you have provided. We pray, Lord, that you would give us guidance, dear Father, on what to do and when to do it, dear God. And if there are some things, dear Father, that we should not pursue, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would just give us direction, dear God, all things. Lord, we pray that you would bless each gift and each giver, and that you would use the gift and giver to your glory and to your honor. Give us the strength, dear God, that we may give our bodies a living sacrifice, that we may present our bodies that living sacrifice unto thee, dear God. Lord, that you may do with us, Lord, as is your will, that your name be ever glorified. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the praise and we're going to give you the glory for it all. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 God be the glory.
Amen. Praise God.
The Church of God, one body is, one spirit dwells within, and all her members are redeemed and triumph over sin.
Church of God.
Yes.
There's no other way to be but content.
Amen.
If you're not content, the altar is here. You can get contentment in the Lord. Amen. If you want to be in the Church of God, don't settle for anything less, because God doesn't settle for anything less. He will have a people.
Amen.
Amen. Truly. He will have a people of his pleasure. Amen. We stand. We'll offer prayer before our pastor comes before us. Thank God for service thus far. Amen. We look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you once again, dear God, thanking you, dear Father, Lord, for your presence felt, dear God. We pray, dear God, that you would continue, dear God, to manifest your spirit, dear Father, even in the preaching of your word, dear God, and for the hearing of the same. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would touch our hearts, dear God. Feed us with your precious word of truth, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to receive all, dear God, all of it, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would feed us, Lord, that we might be strong in thee, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, your anointing upon our pastor, dear God, in a very special way. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would anoint her with power from on high, Lord, to preach your divine word. Lord, we know, dear God, that your word, dear God, will change lives, dear Father. We know that your word will change eternal destinies, dear God. Lord, your word, dear God, is able, dear God, to deliver a soul from the power of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son, dear God. And so, Father, we're asking, dear God, that you anoint Pastor Jenkins in a special way, dear God. Lord, that she may pour out your word, dear Father, that we may receive it, dear God, and that we might walk in it, dear God. We may walk in all of the light, dear God, that you shed on our pathway, dear Father. Lord, not turning to the left or to the right, dear God, but to remain the center of your will and in the center of your word, seeking to do that which is pleasing and right in your sight. Have your way, dear God. Lord, in the speaker, dear God, and to the spoken too, dear Father. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us, dear God, to be, Lord, delivered even from any distractions, dear God. Lord, we realize, dear God, that even we were passing a sign this morning, Lord, as we were driving, dear Father, over the highway that said distracted driving, and they'll give a fine of $150 for distracted driving, dear God. Lord, help us, Lord, not to be distracted, because this is even more important, dear God. Lord, this is our life, dear Father. So help us, Lord, not to be distracted, dear God, by anything, dear God. Help us, Lord, not to allow the enemy, dear God, to bring thoughts to our mind, Lord, that would take us away, dear God, from what the Spirit is speaking to us, dear God. We rebuke the enemy, dear God, who would try to come in and turn our thoughts aside, dear God. But truly, Lord, we want our mind to be stayed on thee, dear God. And so we say from our hearts, speak, Lord, for your servants, Lord, are waiting to hear your eternal word. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Our pastor, Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Good afternoon.
Amen.
Or good morning.
Good morning.
We're still in the morning this time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Haven't broke afternoon yet. But we thank the Lord for being here, and thank the Lord for each and every one that is here, and thank the Lord for you, Sister Blake, and thank the Lord, Brother Brandon. My. Lord, truly blessed. What a beautiful prayer that Lord blessed you with today. And thank Brother Byrene for the Sunday school review and the superintendentship, and just thank God for each and every one, as it's been said, for the young people being out today, and trust that they'll have a writing instrument out to write down some scriptures. Thank God for all that he has done. He has been good to us. Amen? Amen. In our hearing, we read 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and I trust you have your Bibles with you. I know that we have been on this series, and this is part 13 of it, but that's all right, because saints of God, even as I was trying to wrap up, I shared with Brother Brandon, I'll share with you now, I said to him, I said, after I wrap up this series, I would love to hear from you that the Lord has given you to bring to us. And so I know that I can hear from the prayer that God is working the mighty work in him, amen? And so, but I'm not rushing in the series, amen? Because the Lord has shown me so much, and I believe every time we have Wednesday night, Brother Byrene gives a little bit more, and I thank the Lord for it. Because saints of God, people are not getting, as it was said, people are not getting the truth of God's word in the day and time in which we are living, and some are right now lacking because of it. And we're seeing the signs of the times. They're all around us, and things are happening. Things are escalating all around, but saints of God, help us to be steadfast. Help us to stand on the truth of God's word, and to know that, you know, when the word of God is going forth, it's going forth for a reason. He said it would not return unto him void, but it would go forth and serve the purpose for what he has sent it. There's a reason that God is sending the word of God. There's a reason that God has Rabbi Reen do what he does on Wednesday night, or to share with us the things on Wednesday night. There's a reason for all of it. So we give it all to God's glory and to God's honor. Amen. Amen. We thank him for the prayers, as was said, and ask God's continued blessings be upon us as a family of God. As we said in 1 Corinthians, we read 1 Corinthians 6, 15 through 20. Trust you have your Bibles and something to write with as we get going. And we know we're looking forward to next month, which is May, and it's only a few weeks away, Brother Levester and Brother Maurice. Waiting for our week Bible study, and we know God is working on you and giving you something to share with us, and we thank God for that. We're looking forward to that. Amen? Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6, 17, Lord bless. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. And as we said, as the Lord needs, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, united with Christ Jesus. United with Christ Jesus. Saints of God, throughout this message series, the Holy Spirit of God has shown unto us that
Being joined unto the Lord means that we are walking in the Spirit of God at all times. As we stated on last Lord's Day, we are running a race. And we must run our race well by settling in for the long haul. Our Christian journey requires us to take necessary spiritual steps in order for us to remain steadfast to our calling. We must do all that we can to endure until the end, even in the times of trials and in the times of persecution. You see, nowhere in the Bible are we promised that Christian life is going to be easy for us. Jesus said in John 16, he tells us the opposite. He said there in verse 33, he said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I'm the world." Saints of God, as brother was even praying, we daily are faced with the attacks of the enemy, trying to destroy our confidence in God. He's trying to destroy what you and I believe as the truth of God's eternal word. All the difficulties of life, sometimes they'll come in like a flood. But the word of God said when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And sometimes it seems you can't get rid of one thing before something else is happening. But saints, we've got to have confidence in God. We've got to trust Almighty God. We got to trust who we believe is the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh yes, the difficulties are going to come. Loved ones are going to die. There are going to be moments of despair. The car is going to break down. The furnace is going to go out. The bank account is going to get a little low on funds. There's going to be some trials that are going to cross our pathway. The doctors may give us some grim news. The doctor may say we've got a spot or a lung or we've got something growing, a mass growing up inside of us. See, these are the low points in our lives. And this is when the enemy of our soul is going to try to get us to quit on God. The enemy is going to try to get us to drop out of this Christian race that you and I are in. You see, the enemy of our soul wants to shake our confidence in God. He wants to shake the confidence that we have in God that we serve to say to us that God is not able. But I'm here to tell you this afternoon, we serve God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that he asks or thinks by the power that worketh within us. Do you have the power working within? Then if you have the power working within, then you know that God is able to bring you through any situation in life. Well, that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to doubt God. He wants us not to have faith to believe that all things are possible. But let us hold on, saints of God. We are told in Hebrews 10, verse 23, he said, "Hold fast to the profession of our faith." Praise God. Hold fast to profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Let us not allow the trials of life to have us to walk away from God. You know, we read many, oftentimes we've read in Romans the 8th chapter. We've quoted scripture very well many times. Where the word of God says there in verse 35, it asks us a question. It said, "Who shall separate us from the love of God, the love of Christ?" Oh, you think about that question, saints. It said, "Who shall separate us?" And we can also put the word, "What shall separate us from the love of Christ?" And then it went on to list these things. Shall tribulations or distress? You see, we're going to go through some things in this life. But are we going to allow these things to separate us from God? He said, "Our persecution, our famine, our nakedness, our peril, our sword." You know, there's going to be some dangerous things going on all around us, saints of God. We're living in a time
can't even go out of our home. There's shootings and killings. Sister Smith Morning said, oh, she said, first thing this morning, I guess in the news, there was someone else that got killed. Oh, that's going to be saints of God till Jesus comes back. He said, remember, he said, our times are going to wax worse and worse. It's not going to get any better. Oh, they can put all kinds of, throw all kinds of money at it. We're living in a time right now, they're putting all kinds of money into communities and trying to deter all these things, but that's not going to deter it because the nature of man is that of sin. And until that nature of man is cleansed and changed, that man, that nature is going to continue to control this flesh, and mankind are going to continue to do the things that they are doing in this world. But he went on, and he said there in verse 36, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. Yeah, we're going to suffer, saints of God. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. See, we can conquer because we have victory in Jesus. Man, we sing that song, victory. Oh, you say you have victory in Jesus, and we got to stand on those promises. Amen? Praise our God. He said, for I am persuaded in verse 38 that neither death, nor life, nor angels, no principality. This is where we have to have our assurance, saints of God. This is where we get our confidence to take a stand against the enemy of our soul, to take a stand for the things of God. We can say, you know, you walk around, many times they're having our children say all of these little affirmations, for I am. Well, we can say this, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. We have to have an affirmation, have that, amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. You see, as followers of Christ, we must have an unwavering love for God. There ought to be nothing in this life that can sever our bond with Almighty God. For us, we'll endure through the trials of life. We must have that same enduring love for Almighty God. We must remain faithful even in the trials, because God is the one who has delivered us from a miserable life of sin. We must settle it that no matter what life brings our way, we mean to go right on until the final call. We mean to fight the fight of faith no matter how hot the battle of life gets. Oh, we claim to have hope in Jesus. And since we say we are saved and headed to heaven someday, we are to live out that hope by remaining faithful to Almighty God. Later on in Hebrews, that 10th chapter, look at what Paul says there in verse 35. He says these words to us. He said, cast not away therefore your confidence. He said, which has great recompense of reward. You see, as believers, we are being instructed to not lose hope in God, but that we've got to maintain a steadfast adherence to the cause of Almighty God. He went on to say, for you have need of patience. You know, sometimes things we can't wait on God. We say, Lord, I prayed yesterday. I prayed 2 o'clock in the afternoon and asked you for this, and now it is 4 o'clock. You still have an answer. But see, God is not on our time. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, he's a right on time God. He'll answer. I have confidence in God. We've got to have patience to wait on the Lord. He said, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Have you done the will of God? God said, if you've done his will, if you stood on the promises of Almighty God, if you believe that God has said, if you come to God in faith and believe that God is able, all you have to do is be obedient to God's word. And God is saying, after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise, but be obedient. Amen. Then he went on to say, if yet a little while, and we'll know what that little while is, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Oh, yes, Jesus is coming back. We don't know the day nor the hour. Amen? He said, now the just shall live by faith. Do we have faith, saints? Are we living by faith in Almighty God? You see, that's what our spiritual life is all about. That's what being united with Christ Jesus is all about walking by faith and not by sight. He said, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Oh, my, my, my. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. No, saints of God. We're going on for Almighty God. We have a steadfast walk in the Lord. He said, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Praise our God. Can't lose hope, saints of God. You're going through something. Don't let the devil convince you that there is no use in you praying. Continue to pray on. Continue to hold your prayer vigils in the Lord. Amen. Don't stop praying. Oh, he didn't tell us to stop praying. He told us to pray without ceasing. Continue to pray on and ask the Lord, Lord, maybe ask him in a different way. Instead of asking the Lord to bless you with him, may say, Lord, what would you have? What would your will be for my life? Oh, and God will reveal it. Amen. Oh, God is right on time. Amen. Oh, we are told in Philippians 4 in verse 6, these words, be careful. Oh, for nothing. I mean, we can't be anxious about everything, saints of God. Oh, sometimes, we're living, I know, in a world where everything you can get is right at your disposal in a nanosecond. You can order your food and someone from DoorDash will be bringing it there in about 10, 15, 20 minutes. Amen. Or you can go to the ATM machine in the middle of the night and you can just push some buttons if you have something in there and cash will flow out. But our God works on God's time. We're told to be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Praise our God. Here Paul is telling us we need to talk a little bit with God. We need to humbly approach his throne of grace and mercy. You know, sometimes we forget about that. Sometimes even in all of our rush of the day, we forget that we need to in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Amen? Amen. Praise our God. This is what Paul is telling us here. Talk with Almighty God. Go to his throne of grace boldly. Tell him all about your problems. Ask him for strength to endure. Don't allow the enemy to get in your ear. Don't allow the enemy to get in your ear and say, well, there's no use in praying, but allow you to continue to pray on. But first and foremost, make sure we are surrendering our will to God's will, because God knows what's best for our lives. He says in verse 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Praise our God. Saints of God, we haven't learned anything yet. We've got to learn that our salvation is not simply a one-time event or just some mere knowledgeable acceptance of a set of beliefs. That's not what salvation is all about. But our salvation is a profound life-altering experience that has brought about essential changes in our life. When we say that we are united to Christ, we, as our scripture text says, are one spirit. The biblical norm for all believers is that we walk in the spirit. Turn with me to Galatians, the 5th chapter. Oh, and Paul, see what Paul was telling us here in the 16th verse. He tells us, he said, this I say then. He said, walk in the spirit. And ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You see, people right now are having a hard time. They say living for the Lord. Saints of God, I have found it hard to live for God. Amen? Amen. Have you found it hard to live for the Lord? Oh, no, I don't find it hard to live for God. You see, when you find it hard to live for the Lord, that means you're trying to have your way. And you're trying to struggle with Almighty God when God is telling you, no, this is the way. You're trying to say, no, Lord, I want to do this. That's the only reason why you have a hard time walking in the spirit and living for God. Paul went on to say here, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Oh, my, my, my. Oh, there was a time, saints, when we were out there doing those things. But now that we are walking in the spirit, we're not fulfilling the lust of that old sinful life. Amen? Amen. He went on to say, but if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh, look at what he said, the works of the flesh are. He said they're manifested. They're adultery. Oh, our world is running rampant with it. Fornication. Our young people, oh, so much is going on that they're having, this big election coming up in November. All, it's all about reproductive rights and all these kind of things because fornication is running rampant in our land. It's uncleanness, lasciviousness. People are so lustful right now. Idolatry. It's on the rise, saints of God. Witchcraft. Hatred. Variance, emulations, wrath, strife. Look at the strife that's going on. Look at the anger that's going on. People are so angry with everything, angry with the government, angry with this, angry with that. Seditions, heresies. Oh, there's a lot of false teaching going on. False doctrine all around us. Folks are running after heresy, running after these things. Brother prayed about it, even in the prayer, that many just want to have smooth things talk to them. Oh, but see, you got to know God. We come here to this house of God. You got to truly know that you know God because the truth is going to be taught. And see, the truth, the word of God, he tells us in the word of God that the word of God is quick and it is powerful and it can cut you. That's how the word of God, quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. God's word will cut. If there's any dross inside that needs to be cut away, God's word can cut that away. And only those who are truly saved can stand. Amen? He said envying. Sister Smith brought it up this morning, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. My. He said, of the which I tell you before, I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If someone says, I fornicate a little, I do a little bit of this, and I do, let them know you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. But they say, the Bible doesn't specifically say that. Paul said in Amen? He said, and they that which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Oh, saints of God, what a world we're living. Verse 25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. To verse 14, we're going to come back to Galatians. Romans 8, verse 14. Paul says in that scripture, he said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Paul is telling us through these passages of scriptures that when we say we walk in the Spirit, it means that we yield to Spirit's control. Amen. Follow his lead. We allow him to exercise his influence over our lives. Walking in the Spirit is the opposite of resisting God or grieving the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God does a mighty work. Oh, he did a mighty work when he brought us from a miserable life of sin to a new life in Christ Jesus. You see, our old fallen nature was under the power of sin. The Bible tells us in Ephesians, the second chapter, and I know we know these scriptures well, saints of God, but the Word of God is still there. And in Ephesians, the second chapter, according to the course of this world. Look at what he said there. He said in verse 1, he said, in time you, as he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of, we were out there in sin, saints of God. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. See, when you say you're a child of God, you're not still walking according to the course of the world. He said, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of flesh, our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Oh, Paul is letting us know that our flesh was in charge of our old life. But when we believed, a change came over us. Now the Spirit is in control. And since the Spirit is in control, he produces godly qualities within us. We have crucified the flesh, we're told, with its passions and desires. And now we are walking in the Spirit. And because we're walking in the Spirit, we are united with Christ Jesus. And we are bearers of the fruit of the Spirit. Go back to Galatians for me. Galatians 5. We are bearers of the fruit the Spirit produces in us. So walking in the Spirit means we now, as it says there in verse 22, we now walk in love as Christ also has loved us, showing love to others through our actions. When we do, we demonstrate that we are true followers of Jesus Christ. We now walk in joy, where we exhibit gladness in what God has done in our lives. We now can walk in peace, where we do not have to live our lives worrying about everything that is happening in this sinful world. Those of us who are walking in the Spirit now have long suffering for others. We don't have to lose our temper about everything that's going on. But we exhibit gentleness by showing concern for the needs of others. We now walk in goodness, meaning that our actions, they reflect the virtue that we now have. We reflect holiness and righteousness. We now walk in faith, having a steadfastness and trust of Almighty God and his eternal word. We walk in gentleness, having our lives characterized by humility and grace and being thankful to Almighty God for what God has done in each and every one of our lives. And then there is meekness and temperance, where we display moderation. We also are constrained. And the ability we have to say no to this old flesh. Oh, when we say that we are joined unto Christ, we rely on the Holy Spirit to be our guide. We rely on the Holy Spirit to guide us in our thought process. He guides us in our words and in our deeds. Oh, saints of God, when we are walking in Spirit, we show forth daily our holiness unto the Lord, that the world may see that you and I are children of God. This is what Jesus meant in the word of God when he told us in Matthew, that fifth chapter, when he said, let your light so shine before mankind that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Oh, we are the light of the world. He said, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. That's the new life that you and I have now, that we are united with Christ Jesus. Praise our God. Yes, our Christian life and our Christian walk is different. It's different from the world's view of Christianity. I know folks believe right now that everybody is a child of God. Everybody is God's children. But the Bible does not say this. But the Bible lets us know that we are all God's creation. Praise our God. Turn with me to John, the first chapter, and look at what it says there. In verse 11, it said he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Oh, yes, God sent Jesus to die for all mankind. Oh, but if you don't believe, you're not a part of God's family. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? That's what he said. He let us know in the word of God. He told us in John 3:16 that whosoever believeth, starting with verse 15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. You got to believe in him. Amen. You got to change your lifestyle from the old lifestyle. He said, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Not everybody is going to have eternal life in Christ Jesus. Amen. Because not everybody believes. Oh, my, saints of God, let us get an understanding of God's word. Let us know how we live for Almighty God. Yes, we're living in a time where everybody says they're a Christian. Everybody says, I'm a child of God. And they are not living that kind of a lifestyle. Jesus even said it in the word of God. Not all that say, Lord, Lord, are going to enter in. Not everybody that says they're a child of God is going to enter into the kingdom of God. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven, that's what Jesus said. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. He became a child of God. He opened up to all the promises that God has made in his word, assuring us that he is with us, that God is abiding with us, that his spirit has taken residency in our lives. And this only comes about when we have repented of our sins. See, the Spirit of God is not going to come and live in an unclean temple. The Spirit of God is not going to come and live in us for sin in our lives. Amen? Paul in Philippians 3, he emphasizes how salvation brought about a complete change in him, transformation of his inner being, as well as a renewed perspective on life. You see, we understand the road to Damascus in Acts, that ninth chapter. But that was just the beginning for him. I know we have all referred to it, but Paul's conversion changed him completely. Christ had become everything for him. That's why he could say in another passage of scripture, and you can read it in your leisure in 1 Corinthians 1:15, but by the grace of God, he said, I am what I am. Paul acknowledged and recognized that it was ultimately God, in God's favor upon his life, that empowered Paul. What about you and I? Do we understand that? It's not about what we do, but it's what about what God is doing inside of us, how God is working in us, amen? How the Spirit of the Lord is now working inside of us and causing us to walk. Remember, Jesus, what the Word of God says. Turn with me for a moment. I know we know this one well too, saints of God. But we need to remember what the Word of God says when he tells us a new heart. Because you see, when we were out there in the world, turn with me to Ezekiel 36:26. Then when we were out there where we had a stony heart, we had a heart that was not of God. We had a heart that did not believe in the things of Almighty God. Our heart was hardened to the things of God. But now that we are united with Christ Jesus, we have been born again. We have repented of our sins. We are living a new life in him. Look at what he says he would give us. He said, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. Do you have that new heart? Do you have that new spirit within? Oh, and if you do, he said, I will take away the stony heart. See, our hearts before we came to God were stony. They were hard. They did not love the things of God. We even chastised the people of God ourselves. We even said things that were out of school. But now that we are children of God, God has given us a new heart where we can love mankind, where we can love Almighty God. We can love him the way God wants us to love him. We can look at others and we can see the condition they're in, but we can still love them. Why? Because we have the love of Almighty God in our new heart. Amen. He said, I will give you a heart of flesh. With that heart of flesh, God is able to mold us and to shape us, saints of God. And then he said, I will put my spirit within you. Oh, this is how you were united with Christ. He said, and cause you to walk in my statutes. Have you found that to be so? Have you found yourself being obedient to God? It's not a struggle to be obedient to God, amen? You don't find yourself out there just tugging, Lord, I don't know if I want to do. No, when God says, don't do so-and-so and so-and-so in the Spirit of the Lord. You know, brother said, and God has come to his prayers and in his dreams, and he's seen some things. God has shown him. God can show you things in all kinds of manner, amen? You come in driving up and down the freeway and see a billboard, as sister said. And then says up there, distracted drivers. Oh, and God can turn it around. We don't want to be distracted Christians. Amen. Because if we are a distracted Christian, that means we are all over the place. That means our minds are wandering everywhere. And if your mind is wandering all over the place, that's when the devil's going to come in. Because remember what he told you when the question was asked, He said he was out in the earth going what? To and fro, up and down. And the word of God tells us that it, as a roaring lion, he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom is he seeking? Those that are distracted. Their minds are turned on this. Their minds are turned onto that. But they don't have their minds set on Jesus Christ. Praise our God. Praise our God. God is able, saints of God. Paul, back in the scripture, Paul reminds us we've got to be committed to the things of God. Paul was committed to the spreading of the gospel. Paul had his encounter with Jesus Christ. Paul persevered. And he serves an inspiration to you and I and to all who profess to be saved. Let us look at Paul's testimony found in Philippians, the first chapter. And look at what he says there in verse 21. Paul said these words. He said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. You see, Paul's longing for Christ drove him to have a deep humility for the things of God. But because he saw everything that he had as a natural man was useless. Do we see that, saints of God? Do we see that our old life was not prosperous? You may look at me and you may say, well, Sister Renee, when I was up there in the world, I had more money in the bank account, yeah? Oh, but I can say to you right now, as the word of God says, David said in the Psalms, I was once young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. Have you ever wanted for anything? Because my God said, I will do what? I will supply all your needs. Has God supplied your needs? David in the Psalms says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Have you wanted for anything? Oh, you may not have a large bank account. You may not have all the money in the world, but thank God for it. Somebody ain't breaking in and stealing it. Amen. You could be sitting here right now and somebody withdrawing money and you don't even know about it. That's just how wicked our world is, saints of God. But let us put our treasures in the Lord, amen? Our treasures in the things above and not on the things upon this earth. There's nothing wrong with having money. That's not what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. All of us have money. Thank God for it, amen? Thank God for your bank account. Thank God that he's supplied. Thank God that you have a job that you go to and you have a pension that God is sending in, allowing to be deposited into your bank account. But God doesn't want us to set our affections on things, but he wants us to set it on the things that are above, amen? Because money is fleeting. It'll go away, amen? As we said, somebody's sitting here right now. We could be sitting here right now, and somebody's sitting in another Utah over there drawing money out of our account, amen? Mm-hmm. Buying something at a store we ain't never been to. That's how our world is today, amen? Paul went on there. He says these words, praise our God. Let us know, he said, for me to live, that was his testimony, in Christ, and to die is gain. And then turn over to Philippians 3, and look at what he says in verse 7. He said, but what things were gained to me, those things I count loss for Christ. Are we there yet, saints of God? Praise our God. Yeah, Paul had been so strong in himself. He believed in himself, but oh, when he met Jesus Christ, Paul knew everything had to change. Amen? Oh, he no longer saw himself as someone that was great, but as someone who needed to be completely changed. Is that what we've seen ourselves? When God took over in our lives, God had to take a complete change of our lives, can take complete control of our lives. Amen? Did we give everything to Almighty God? Or are we still trying to hold on to some pieces of it? Are we still trying to hold on to some things and not giving it all over to Almighty God? Oh, because when God makes a complete change in your life, then you can live for Christ Jesus. You can be united with him in one spirit, amen? Praise our God. Oh, he went on to say there. He said, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ. Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. Oh, he counted them as nothing, amen? And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Do we have that righteousness, saints? Praise our God. Oh, from Paul, from the beginning of his walk, he didn't waver. He continued on after he met Jesus. Paul went on and did mighty things for the Lord. He says there in verse 10, he said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Praise our God. Praise our God. Saints of God, let us settle it. Let us settle it. I'm going on for Jesus Christ. Time is winding up. We're already at April 14, 2024. Who would believe 4 months already into a new year? And it seems like every day is getting shorter and shorter. Oh, yeah, there's still 24 hours in a day. Brother Morgan, I'm reminded of what late Brother Morgan was saying. There's still 24 hours a day. Oh, look how fast the time goes. By the time you get up in the morning, next thing you know, it's 10, 11, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Time is going by. But let us stay steadfast in our walk with God. You see, the spirit of the Lord that lived in Paul is the same spirit of the Lord that's able to live in you and I. The same spirit that's able to help us to overcome sin in the flesh, so that we can have a life in Christ Jesus. Amen? You know, through salvation, that's how we are united with Christ. In his death and in his resurrection, his burial and resurrection, our union resulted in a complete change in our identity. We no longer identify with the sinful world. We no longer are defined by the power of sin and death. But you and I are now called to live in the power of the Holy Spirit. We are now called the sons of God, amen? Children of God. We're empowered with a new life of righteousness, a new life of holiness, a new life of obedience to God's will. Not our will, but God's will be done. The transformative power of salvation is not limited to one aspect of our life, but it encompasses our thoughts. It encompasses our desires, our relationship, everything, saints of God, our actions, everything had to change from us. We couldn't continue to try to dib and dab a little bit out here in the world and go around people that do not have the same faith that you and I have. What are you saying, Sister Renee? We cannot go out in the world and try to hang around with them. You see that? Because the word of God tells us, be not deceived. Evil communication, corrupt good manners. There were some things we were doing out there in the world, saints of God, that only between God and ourselves, amen? Oh, because God said the confession had to be made with him. And we don't want to continue down that road. We don't want to continue running around those folks who are just going to drag us back down into sin, drag back down into those old things of life, those old vices that had us bound in it. I don't want to go around someone that's cursing and swearing and all those kind of things. Why? Because I've got a new life in Christ Jesus. I'm a new creature. Amen. I don't want to hear those words. I don't want to be associated with those words, man. And there were some who smoked and some who drank, some who may have did more than partied and smoked maybe dope. Don't know it. But you don't want to hang around with those. Amen. You don't want to invite them into your company and have them come over, and you sit around, and they're sitting around smoking and carrying on and all, and that's what you used to do? No. You turn away from that. I know you're probably saying, well, Sister Renee, how we win? So God doesn't say we have to go into the devil's den. Amen? God doesn't say we have to go in and allow the enemy to tempt us. Oh, God, the Spirit of the Lord is able to carry us, I know. But the Spirit of the Lord wants us to be guided by Almighty God. We got to acknowledge God. Lord, how do I win this soul? I used to hang around them. I used to hang out with them. I used to smoke. I used to drink. I used to do the things that they are doing, but now you have changed my life. How do I now win them to the cross to let them know how Jesus has changed my life? Oh, ask God, and God will show you how to draw. God will show you what you need to say. God doesn't want you to have to go into the bar and sit down with them at the table or whatever at the bar and drink with them to get them to turn their life to God. Oh, God can do better. Amen. 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 Praise our God. Praise our God. Every aspect of our lives changed, saints. And Paul's teaching. You know that salvation is not just a ticket to heaven or merely about being saved from punishment, but a profound experience that's a deep-rooted experience, life-changing, that's changed our lives forever, that's transformed our lives, letting the Word of God, as we are told in Colossians 3, verse 16, to dwell in us richly. That's why we're able to quote the Scriptures. That's why we're able to read the Word of God. And allow, that's why David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That's why he tells us to keep our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You see, when we receive the gift of salvation, we were given the Holy Spirit of promise. And through the Holy Spirit of promise, we are empowered to live a life that is pleasing to God. The Holy Spirit propels us as believers into a life that is a purpose and service and confidence in Almighty God. How many know the difference now that you have the Holy Spirit of God?
Amen.
You know, the Word of God lets us know that salvation is a gift from God. It's a gift from God through faith in Jesus Christ. I know, saints of God, I'm preaching to the choir this morning, so to speak. I know you already know these things. But you know what, saints of God? The message of salvation has to be preached over and over and over again. As I heard Brother Byron say on Wednesday night, people do not know what it means to be saved. People are hitting and missing it on all corners. Salvation is not something we earn through honorable deeds. Salvation is not yoga or about you finding your inner self, sitting somewhere and I'm just going to meditate and find. That's not what salvation is about. It is a gift from Almighty God. In Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 8, it is beautifully illustrated for us. Look at what he says there. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Praise our God. Paul reminds us that we did not earn our salvation, and we cannot earn our way into heaven. Receive it through the gift of eternal life because of God's great love for us. Praise our God. Jesus is the only path into salvation. In John 14, 6, he proclaimed, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In Acts 4, 12, we are told that he is the chief cornerstone of our salvation. He is the bridge that connects us to God's mercy and forgiveness. And through his death and resurrection, we can find redemption from our sins. And we receive the gift of eternal life. Amen. Praise our God. Oh, I thank God for this way. Amen. Because we are no longer defined by the devil. We're no longer defined by the sin that we used to live in. Amen. But we now can live a life powered by the Holy Spirit of God. We can live a life of righteousness, a life of obedience to Almighty God, to the will of God. Saints of God, let us make up our minds to be committed to this Christian race. Let us make up our minds that nothing will prevent us from running a good race and with patience for the glory of Almighty God. You know, we hear about the old saints that we have in the congregation. We have Sister Holmes, who's 97 years old. If the Lord lets her see July 20th of this year, she'll be 98 years old. We have Sister Carol, who just turned 92 this past February. And we thank God for their perseverance. We thank God for how they're living for the Lord. We thank God even when Brother was praying about how Sister Carol is such a light to us, her and Sister Holmes. We think about when we hear them on Wednesday night. Here's Sister Holmes in there helping with the word of God. Oh, she desires to be here, but just not able physically in her body. But we thank God when we hear on Wednesday night, powerful in her conversation, reading the word of God, listening, hearing. We can take a testimony from their lives that they're living for God, and we can know how to live for Almighty God. Amen. Oh, I found it to be so. Oh, praise our God. But you and I have got to have patience, saints of God. We can't let unbelief set in. Because if we don't have patience for the Lord, then unbelief is going to set in. And then we're going to start drifting away from the things of God. We're going to start finding that coming to the house of God is boring. Or we could stay at home and just listen in as everyone else is. That's not how God intended in the Word. Oh, God intended for the saints of God to come together. We are a fellowship with one another. We draw strength off of one another. That's what God intended. Amen. Oh, praise our God. We've gotten into a time right now in our world where everybody just wants to stay at home and just sit around in pajamas all day long. Oh, we see it, saints of God. You can't even go out to the grocery store. People are walking around in their pajamas in the grocery store. People are walking around in their house slippers in the grocery store. That's the kind of a society in which we are in right now. But we don't want to become at ease in Zion. I remember Job said, I was at ease in Zion, and he ripped me asunder. I don't want to be at ease in Zion. Amen? I want to be on fire for the Lord. I want to be reading and studying God's word. I want to know what God has for me in his word of God, how I'm united with Christ Jesus. I want to know that the life that I'm now living, as Paul said, it's evident in our lives now how we are to live for Almighty God now that we're united to Christ Jesus. Paul said it in Galatians, the second chapter, and verse 20. Look at what he credited, his ability to live in the Christian life. Paul said there in that scripture text, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Paul knew that he relied on the power of Almighty God. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now that we are saved, Christ is living in us. We have the power of his resurrection to live a life free from sin. Not only did Jesus die on the cross for our sins, but he rose from the dead 3 days later. He died in humility, but he rose in power and great glory. And that's the same for you and I. We died to that old life, and we've raised the power in Almighty God that we can live a life free from sin in a world that is sin-cursed as ours. Praise our God. Just as Jesus rose from the grave different than he was buried. Every one of us, when we came to God by faith in him, we changed. Our life changed. We are no longer what we used to be. We now walk in newness of life. We emulate a different lifestyle now. We are an example for our young people. All these young people that are sitting here in this congregation, do we have to be an example for them? As brother was saying in the prayer, brother said that he sat here or maybe on the second row in a second bench. I can remember myself being here in this congregation as a child. I can remember when our classroom was up in the back room back there, and we had Brother Malone, and I can't think of who else was teaching. I believe it was Sister Johnson, but I'm not for sure, but was teaching our young people's class. And all saints of God, we were here hearing the word of God. Then we had Elder Wilbur, who was preaching the word of God. Yes, we were hard-headed children too. Yes, we didn't want to hear everything that they were saying. Oh, yes, we didn't want to hear the word of God. I can even remember me saying to Elder Wilbur, you don't expect anyone to live like that. And now I'm preaching the word. Amen. Thank God he didn't stop preaching because of me. But thank God he knew his calling was from Almighty God. Amen. And thank God he didn't know to this day, he's gone, that I stand here preaching the word of God. See, that's how God can turn you around. Amen. God can take you from a rank sinner, and he can make you a child of the King. And it doesn't take God a 12-step program. It, God can do it in a nanosecond. Amen. You may have walked in, we've said it before, you may have walked this house of God rank sinner, but you don't have to go out that door in that same condition. Amen?
Amen.
Our God can change you, and he can change you for the better. Amen. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen. Oh, he changed our lives forever. Amen. Now we are children of God. Many of us, when we were here in this congregation, we were sitting under listening to those who were teaching and preaching to us. And now we are up doing the very thing they were doing. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, a change came over us. Amen? God couldn't use us in that old man. Amen? Oh, but he can use us now. Amen? Like I said, we are no longer what we used to be. We now walk in newness of life. Oh, praise our God. The Apostle John wrote in 1 John 2 that our love for God is demonstrated through our obedience to God's command. See, the newness of life causes us to walk the way God would have us to walk. Look at what he said in 1 John, the second chapter there, starting with the fourth verse. Because people run around all the time and they say, well, I'm a child of God, but you're not living according to God's word. But look at what he says there. He said in 1 John chapter 2, praise our God. Starting there in verse 4, he said, and he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar. And I believe that's specific, saints of God. And the truth is not in him. If you say that you know God, but you're not keeping the commandments of God. And one of God's commandments is forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. He says you are a liar and the truth is not in you. He said, but whosoever keepeth his word in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we are in him. Oh, in verse 6, he said, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. So if you say you're a child of God, then you ought to be walking as Jesus walked. Amen?
Amen?
You're not hitting and missing it. You're not sinning, as brother said, coming to church on Monday and then Sunday and then going out on Monday morning and living like the devil Monday through Saturday. And then Sunday morning, get up, try to pray up something and get yourself ready to come into the house. No, that's not how we live. Every day is for Jesus. Amen? From the time we wake up to the time we go down at night, everything we do is to the glory and honor of Almighty God. That's why the Bible tells us in Colossians, and I know we've read it before. He said in Colossians, that third chapter, praise our God. He says there in Colossians 3:23, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily unto the Lord and not unto man. Everything we do, we are to do it to Almighty God. We are not to turn around and say, well, you know, I'm not at church today. Doesn't make any difference whether you're at church today or not. You're supposed to do everything to the glory and honor of Almighty God. And I believe in the Corinthians. Oh, I don't have scripture written down, but I know Paul said in the word of God to the believers there, he told them, and whatsoever you do, in word and deed, whether you eat, whether you drink, do all to the glory of God. Everything we do, oh, praise our God. It's in 1 Corinthians 10. Look at what he said there. Turn with me there for a moment. Look at what Paul says in verse 21 of 1 Corinthians 10. Praise our God. Praise our God. That's not what I wanted, saints of God. But, oh, but this was a good one here. I'm going to go ahead because the Spirit of the Lord showed me here. But if we find the other one, I know it's in the Corinthians. But Paul lets us know here. You see, people try to say that they're straddling the fence. You say, oh, you love God. I'm living for the Lord, but I'm trying to still live for the devil. But look at what he says here. It's in verse 20, 1 Corinthians 10. But I say that these things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice the devil, not to God. And I'm not that ye should have fellowship with devils. He went on to say, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You can't say I'm a child of God and still be drinking of the cup of the devil. He said, you cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Oh, my, my, my. Thank God. When we came to God, we had to come away from all of that. Amen. We now live for Almighty God. Live to the glory of Almighty God. All the things that we do now are for God's kingdom. Amen. Praise our God. That's why we press toward the mark for the prize of a high calling. That's what we do as children of God. Praise our God. Our Christian walk involves us saying no to sinful things. We don't go around sinful things. We don't want to be around it. We don't lie, cheat, and steal. But we do things all to the glory of God. Micah 6 verse 8 says, he has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of thee? Do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. Well, we got to put away old ways of thinking and embrace the newness of mind. In Ephesians 4, verse 23 to 24, we are encouraged to be renewed in our thinking. We're told to put on the new self, creating God's likeness. Praise our God. You see, after we were saved, we were baptized. Our baptism signified a spiritual death to our old self. Amen. It told the world, I've died to the old man. I'm now being raised with Christ Jesus and newness in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's what you're telling the world when you were baptized. I was reading something the other. I was looking for an obituary the other day, and I was looking through the newspaper, and one of the obituaries in the woman said that she was baptized from her sins. I said, no, you don't get baptized from your sins. My Lord. As a child of 14, she baptized from her. No, no, no. Saved from your sins. Amen.
Amen.
You got to repent. Be born again. Baptism doesn't save you.
Amen.
All baptism does fulfill all righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God. That's what Jesus said in the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
In Matthew, the 3rd chapter. I know we have gift scripture, so we want you to read. Oh, in Matthew, the 3rd chapter, you can read the entire chapter. This is when Jesus came along. There was John the Baptist. And Jesus came to John the Baptist, came to Galilee, to Jordan. And the Bible says there in verse 13, but you can read the entire scripture if you don't know about this here. And he said, then cometh Jesus from Galilee. In Matthew 3, he said to Jordan and unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and cometh thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. That's what baptism does. It fulfills all righteousness. Then he suffered him. My, meaning he baptized him. Amen. Oh, Christ knew no sin, but he wanted it. He left it as an example for you and I to fulfill all righteousness. That's an ordinance. Amen. It's an ordinance that we don't do away with. You know, people are doing away with a lot of things today. But baptism is an ordinance that we do not do away with. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. That's why our lives have to be aligned with the Word of God, aligned with the things of Almighty God. Our lives are different now. Our call is different. We are guided by the Spirit of Almighty God. We surrendered everything to him. Oh, praise our God. He is now living in us. Praise our God. He is now reigning in our lives. Our lives are now examples of what God can do, what God can change. He can take us from an old man in sin to a new man in Christ Jesus. Amen? Praise our God. Oh, my. Saints of God, sometimes and this is not to go back and glory in our sins. This is not what the Spirit is saying. But there's sometimes when we look back, think about where God has brought you from. Think about what God has done in your life. Think about how you're united with Christ Jesus. You see, you may say if you've been saved for 20 or 30-some years, you can say, well, you know, 30-some years ago, 35 years ago, I was not united with Christ. Oh, but today I am, amen? Oh, and it means something. It means something to say that we are united to him, meaning that we are united in one spirit, amen? Because we know that the Spirit of God is the only spirit that we can have there. And that's the one that that worketh within us. Amen. Oh, that's why it's so important for us to be filled with the Spirit of God. See, there's a difference to being filled in the Spirit of God dwelling with you. What are you saying, Sister Renee? There's a total difference. And I know due to time, saints of God, that we're not able to get into it because we've been going at the Word of God. But if you allow the Spirit of the Lord to work with us and to bring back the message, we will come back and speak about how we are filled. We have to be filled with the Spirit of God. Not just having the Spirit dwell with us. Because the Spirit, that's what Jesus left. When Jesus left, he said, I will send a comforter. He will guide you into all truth. But we've got to have the infilling of the Spirit of God. So we'll be able, that nature will be gone up out of us. And we'll know how to walk this Christian life right here in this present world. Amen? Praise our God. Oh, God bless you is my prayer. I pray something was said that will help you in your Christian walk. Help you to continue to know how you're united with Christ Jesus. And it's not a fluke, but being united to him means there's an expectation for our walk. There's an expectation for how we are to live this new life in him. It's not the same old life that we used to live. But now that we are united with Christ Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord is living within us. Amen? The Spirit of the Lord is our guide, and he is our direction and our strength. Thank God for that. Amen? Oh, because saints of God, you know, we were of the nature of Adam. And that's what the Word of God tells us. There's scripture in the Word of God, and we'll bring that, Lord willing, that we were of the nature of Adam. But now we've got to be of the Spirit of Almighty God. Amen? God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Praise our God. Praise our God.
Amen. Thank God for his precious word. Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for the truth of his word. Yeah. Pastor said, she said, I know I'm preaching to the choir. She said, but the word must go forth. And that is so, so, so very true. That scripture came to my mind. I had to look it up to see where. In 2 Peter 3, 1 and 2, when the Apostle Paul said, this epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. We need to hear the word over again. It says, verse 2, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. We have our pure mind stirred up by those who are prophesying now, that God has anointed to preach his word now, even now. And as she said that, you know, we need to hear it. We need to know what the Lord, be reminded of what the Lord delivered us from, that we may be able to speak a word of hope to someone else who needs to be delivered. And I thought of that song, the first verse, that's on Wonderful Words of Life. That says, start out, sing them over again to me. That's what the song poet said. But I'm persuaded we could say, preach them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see. Wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Yeah, I thank God for the message, because she said, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but the choir needs to be preached to too.
Amen.
Those who have heard and have believed, we need to be reminded, we need to be strengthened by the word of God. And so we receive it eagerly. We receive the word of God, that what we have to do to be united with Christ, what we dare not do, that we not slip away. Because again, I was looking at Hebrews chapter 2, mm-hmm. verses 1 through 3. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. We've heard some things today, have we not? We've heard from God this day, starting from the morning and now into the afternoon. So we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. We need the preaching. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape? We've heard the truth.
Come on,
we have heard the truth. We know by the word that is being preached how God demands for us to live. So how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? We need this word, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord. It didn't begin at man. It began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Pastor Jenkins has heard the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord gave her that message. And so she brought it and confirmed it for us. So we have to receive it if we want to belong to the Lord. So again, we ought to give the more earnest heed. So as the word goes forth, it's not just for those who are unsaved. It's for us because we want to stay saved.
Amen.
Thank God for his precious word today.
Mm-hmm. Sister Blake, that one scripture was 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Shall we stand? Turn it out. In our evening light hymnal to number 298, Humble Thyself to Walk with God. Evening light number 298.
Praise our God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
If I would have the dear Savior from heaven walk by thy side from the morn till the even, there is a rule that each day you must follow. Humble thyself to walk with God. Humble thyself, and the Lord will draw near thee. Humble thyself, and his presence shall cheer thee. He will not walk proud or the scornful. Humble thyself to walk with God. Just as the Lord in the world's early ages walk and commune with the prophets and sages, he will come now if you meet the conditions. Humble yourself to walk with God. Humble thyself, and the Lord will draw near thee. Humble thyself, and his presence shall cheer thee. He will not walk with the proud or the scornful. Humble thyself to walk with God.
How are you walking? Amen.
Psalm 4 says, he will not walk with the proud or the scornful. We have to be humble in order to come to God. We have to come humbly, asking him to forgive of sin when we're in sin. And once we have repented and the Lord has delivered us, we still have to walk humbly before our God.
Mm-hmm.
That if we would have the dear Savior from heaven walk by our side from the morn to the even. It says there is a rule. No, there's a commandment, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That each day you must follow. We have to humble ourselves in order to be accepted of God. Amen. We've got to always humble ourselves. We don't run before God.
Amen.
We don't ask God why. Yeah, and Brother Brandon was praying, and he said, we don't ask God why this, why me? Why did this have to happen? Because we know he causes the sun to shine and the rain to fall on the just and the unjust.
Yes.
But we know that God does all things well.
Yes, he does.
We know that his grace is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
We're told that in his word also. When we humble ourselves to walk with him. Praise our God. Thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Thank you.
We know that if we're humble, then we're not puffed up. We're not haughty. We don't have a haughty spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a prideful spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But we humble ourselves before God. And not only are we humble before God, but among our brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
We're humble. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because the Spirit of God is directing us in all things.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard the word of God this morning. In order to be united with Christ, we have to be humble.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Lord Jesus Christ made himself of no reputation, but he humbled himself. And he went to the cross. For us, we have to be humble in order to be united with him.
Amen.
Is there anyone with a need, special need? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We remember you, dears. And bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless God. Amen. We'll sing that last verse.
We'll look to the Lord.
Just as the stream finds a bed that is lonely, so Jesus walks with the pure and the holy. Cast out thy pride and in heartfelt contrition. Humble thyself to walk with God. Humble thyself, and the Lord will draw near thee. Humble thyself, and his presence shall cheer thee. He will not walk with the proud or the scornful. Humble thyself to walk with God. Humble thyself, and the Lord will draw near thee. Humble thyself, and his presence shall cheer thee. He will not walk with the proud or the scornful. Humble thyself to walk with.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thank God. We've heard the word.
Amen.
We have to govern ourselves accordingly by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Amen. As we look to the Lord in prayer, remembering the hands that were raised.
Amen.
Knowing that God is able. Because when we're humble, we're also honest in heart. Because God knows where we stand. He knows where our heart is. So we're going to look to the Lord in prayer. We're going to thank him for the message and the power of the message that was preached. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, oh Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the clarion call from your message, dear God. We thank you, dear God, because it was made clear and plain through the Spirit of God. Lord, what you're calling for us to do, how you're calling for us to live, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word. We thank you, dear God, how it, Lord, went forth, dear God, to touch our hearts, dear Father. Lord, how your word searches us, dear God. Oh, Father, we know, even as Pastor preached, dear God, we know that your word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, even to the dividing asunder of the bone and marrow and of the soul and spirit. And, Lord, we know, dear God, that your word is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word this day. We thank you, Lord, for your servant, dear God, who brought it, Lord, to our our heart's ear, dear God. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to bless her, dear Father. We thank you, dear God, for what you have fed us with this day. Lord, you saw the hands that were raised, dear God. Lord, we ask, dear God, if anyone had a special need. And, Lord, you saw the hands that were raised, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, that you would go forth, dear God, and meet the needs, dear God, for the hand that was raised, dear God. Lord, you know, dear Father, what is needful. You know, Lord, what is required. And, Lord, you know, dear God, how to answer, Lord, that request, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember, dear God, those hands, dear God, that were raised. Because, Lord, you know, dear Father, Lord, they heard your word, dear God. And Lord, in response to your word, dear God, their heart is saying, Lord, I have a need, Lord, please meet the need. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would answer, dear God, those raised hands. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would answer, dear God, those calls, dear God, for you to come, Lord, and bless and help, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray. Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able, and so we're asking in faith, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you'd remember, Lord, not only those hands that were raised, dear God, but also, dear God, those of us, dear God, who heard your word, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father. Help us, dear God, to ever, Lord, walk in your will and in your way, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us, dear God, to give the most earnest heed, dear God, to the things that we have heard. Because, dear Lord, we don't want to let anything slip, dear God. And so, Lord, we ask, Lord, for you to give us grace, dear God, to walk, Lord, in your word, to walk in your light, dear God, your precious, precious light of truth. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for it. We pray, dear God, if there are any who are listening, dear God, Lord, who are not saved, any who are not, have not been delivered from sin, dear God, any who are still bound, dear God, Lord, we pray, dear God, that your spirit would talk to their hearts in the name of Jesus. And Lord, that they would surrender. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would trouble them in their spirit, dear God. Oh, Lord, we're not asking, dear God, that you bring calamity upon them. Lord, that's not what we're praying, dear Father. But, Lord, we're asking, dear God, that you would speak to them, dear God. And, Lord, speak to their mind, speak to their heart. Lord, strive with them, dear God, in their spirit. Lord, that they would know, dear God, that if they die in their sins, where Jesus is, they cannot come. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, Father, that by your grace, dear God, you would go and speak to them, dear God. Lord, we know you said in your word, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Help them to know, dear God, they cannot be saved of themselves, Lord, but it takes your grace, dear Father, and it takes faith on their part, dear God. If they will only believe, dear God, they can be saved. And so, Lord, we're praying, Lord, for the souls who heard this precious word today, dear God. Lord, that they would surrender themselves to thee, dear God. Lord, that they might be delivered, dear God, and might walk in newness of life. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, have your way in us, dear God. Help us, dear Father, again, Lord, to obey all of your word, dear God. Lord, for we know, Lord, that is the only way, Lord, that we can please you. The Lord Jesus said that we can only be his friends if we do whatsoever he commands. And we know that we have to be his friends in order to be in your kingdom. Have your way in us, dear God, and make us a blessing. Truly, Lord, we'll give you the glory and praise as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Bless the mic.
Yes.
Bless the mic.
Yes. Sister Lillian?
Very good message.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for the message today.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Lillian. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Holmes, would you like to express yourself?
Yes. I want to say that's a rerun. Brother Wilbur preaching, and she brought the same things out when I was unsaved. So I thank the Lord for her message and the encouragement to strive on and hold to the Lord.
Amen, Sister Holmes. Amen.
That's what's keeping me while I'm at home.
Amen.
Thank you Amen. For letting me hear this service.
Oh, bless you. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise our God.
Amen.
Who all got their portion today?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Bless God. Praise God. Sunday, April 14th, 2024. The scripture for meditation is Deuteronomy 32:4. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Praise our God. Amen, amen. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. With regard to the intercessory prayer announcement, because of the funeral service for Sister Isabel Scott, which will be on Tuesday in Xenia?
Lebanon, Ohio.
We will not be, the intercessory prayer meeting here will be canceled for this Tuesday because her funeral is on Tuesday. But that does not stop us from praying in our homes. In fact, the word of God says, pray without ceasing. So,
amen.
Amen. So we'll lift up our voices in our homes around that, perhaps around that same time, because I believe they're these services for Sister Scott are in the evening, but Pastor Jenkins will be officiating at that service, and want her to her thoughts, you know, be able to collect her thoughts. Also, you know, there may be some who would like to attend, and they need their strength to be able to make that trip. So this Tuesday, the meeting here at the church, intercessory prayer service, will be canceled. So we will be praying, separately. But when we're praying, we are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing. This scripture was in the message. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The November Turkey giveaway jar is always open to receive funds. The missionary announcement. Please join the missionary committee in giving some of our gently used clothing or clothes that no longer fit to those who are less fortunate than we are. On Saturday, May 25th, 2024, Lord willing, in conjunction with the monthly food pantry services, we would like to hold this event. The food pantry services will be held as usual starting at 9 a.m., hearing the word of God, and I'll say preaching and hearing the word of God. And after the message, the food will be distributed to those in need until 11 a.m. The clothing drive will be going on during the distribution. However, we will extend the clothing drive until noon. So the clothing drive will be extended 1 hour past the distribution of food. And that will end at noon, clothing distribution. If you have some clothing that is gently used, not ripped or torn or soiled, that might have a little life left in them for someone else to use, please make sure they are freshly laundered and neat and bring them to the church. We would like to have shoes, purses, clothes, suits, ties, etc. So if you have something that would fall under the etc., that's fine. You know, blouses, shirts, and so on. Please no undergarments. All leftover clothing will be taken to the Salvation Army or if we find another organization that hands out clothing. Thank you from the Missionary Committee. Amen. Choir rehearsal after service today. Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all bringing scriptures. Happy birthday this week to Mrs. Judy Johnson on the 18th.
Already.
Yeah. And anniversary blessings this week to Brother and Mrs. Robert Williams, also on the 18th. Amen. Our thought for today, you better stop disliking people over what you hear and be thankful God ain't disliking you over what he knows.
Ouch.
That's exactly what it said. Amen. All right. Bless the Lord. Amen. Sister Lawrence. Amen.
I thank the Lord for this day, and I thank the Lord for the message. Because when I walk in those doors that way, I come in here ready to hear something from the Lord that is going to heal my soul.
Amen.
She wasn't preaching to the choir, she was preaching to us. Running this race. It's not over until the Lord says it's over. So I thank the Lord for the message, and I'm going to go home. Because it's an examine yourself, and I'm going to try to be. Always remember myself and give me the praise for each and every one that I'm always doing with the Lord and having to be doing. And I have one more thing. I met Brother Malone's son, Tyrone, at the post office.
sends his greeting and says hello. And we had a nice little conversation. He said, I knew who he was. I said, I knew who he was. I didn't have to look around. I knew that voice. But I think the Lord is going to be
able to Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Yes. The Lord is, you are praying for people, praying for souls, and the Lord is putting people in our path. People, and on Tuesday we pray for those who have come through those doors down there, down through the years, praying for them. So he's one. Amen. He was one who, sometimes we talked about when we were young and coming up through the Sunday school, and he was in some of the class, in class at the same time. So just continue. We'll continue to remember him in prayer as well, and his family. Amen. Others. Sister India.
Yes. I was just like to thank you, sir. I'm so happy that God gave us that reason to do it and say it over and over and over again.
Yeah, sure.
And you know what? When we all go through affliction and when the world is happening, when we go through affliction, like the Bible said, over and over and over again, it's so good because the scriptures come in my head to remind me what to do and what not to do. And I would like to give a shout out to my manager, because everybody in Anderson Home know what today means to me. And it did not bother me. It did not bother me. As a matter of fact, a lot of the nurses stopped me and I gave them the beautiful our on call line number. And I mean, I just loved it. So I just want to just thank the Lord once again for doing it over and over and over and over, being so merciful for us and giving us so much time. I just want to just thank you. I mean, thank the Lord so much. And special prayer for my daughter, Innocence. We're still praying for her. A special prayer just for everybody. Everybody in the world, all our kids, all our mothers, all our fathers, everybody who did us wrong, everybody who afflicted us and put pain on us. I want to say I love them and I want Christ to get in them.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. That's Sister India. We have to thank when we're saved. If we suffered injury while we were out there, we have to let it go, because the enemy will try to have it stay in you and fester, and you cannot. Bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, all that has to be put out. That's what the Word of God tells us. And so, amen. We'll continue to pray with you and for you. And, you know, the Word of God, when you said, you know, over and over again, the Bible says it must be precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. That's why we want to get all of the Word of God, all of it. And the Lord doesn't give it to us in big bites. He gives it to us in as we can take it and understand it. And there's some here, and there's some here, and there's some here, and there's some here. So when the Word is preached on Sunday morning, Pastor Jenkins doesn't start out and read one scripture and then just talk. She gives us the Word of God, confirms it, and shows us, thus saith the Lord. And so we thank God that God has anointed her and equipped her as to how to bring the Word to us. Amen. God knows what we need. Brother Robert. Amen. 44 years on the 18th. Amen. Lord bless.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 It's wonderful. It's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Amen. It is beautiful.
Amen.
Stand before the Lord and you make that promise. Keep that promise. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Remember what Jephthah said. He said when his daughter came out, if they came back from the war, this is from last week's Sunday school lesson, and he said, I vowed a vow to the Lord and I cannot go back. We stand before the Lord to get married. That's what we're vowing a vow. We're standing before the Lord.
Can't go back.
So that makes some people, for some people, they need to think before they vow the vow in the first place, don't they? Amen. Amen. Thank God. God bless you. And give our love to Sister Rose as well.
Amen.
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 Shall we stand? Amen.
Oh, hand to God's unchanging hand, build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Amen. Praise our God. Amen.
She has scripture right there for you. I was speaking to John and his wife, Robert, about that. You know, I said that on the morning messages, we get the scriptures, and I said, and she put the scripture there that you go read them for yourself. Amen. You know what he told me? He said, I know. He told me, yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. Shall we look
to the Lord?
Shall we look to the Lord? Dear God, our Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your precious, precious word. Oh Lord, we thank you, dear God, because you confirm it by your Spirit, dear Lord. So, Father, we thank you, dear God, for all, Lord, that our hearts have heard this day. We thank you, dear God, for the privilege of worshiping you, Lord, in spirit and in truth, dear Lord. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to measure to all of your word. Help us, Lord, to rehearse, dear God, the word that was spoken to us, Lord, in our heart, dear Father. Lord, there's a reason that Pastor says you'll write the scriptures down so that you may go back over it again and look and study, Lord, because we know, Lord, your spirit is able to even open our understanding even more, dear God, as we go back over your word, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what we have heard. And we thank you, dear God, for the, as we said, the privilege, Lord, of coming together, Lord, to sing praises to your name, dear God, even as you prepared our hearts to receive your word. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your well-preached word. We thank you, Lord, for our pastor, Lord, your servant, Lord, whom you have placed, dear God, Lord, to minister, dear God, Lord, that we might be stronger and stronger, Lord, that we might be a people prepared for thee. And so we thank you, Lord, for her, and we pray, Lord, your continued blessings upon her, Lord. Touch her, dear God, strengthen her in her body, dear Father. Touch her, dear God, for any afflictions, dear God, that she's feeling, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint her, dear Father, even, Lord, as she prepares her heart, dear God, to officiate, dear Father, for the funeral for Sister Isabel Scott, dear God, on Tuesday. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would be with her, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would give her the words of comfort to speak, dear God. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue, Lord, to be with her and use her, Lord, to your glory. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember the Scott family in a very special way. And we ask, Lord, your consolation, dear God, would be with them, dear God. And Lord, that you would strengthen them day by day, Lord, in the name of Christ Jesus. We ask it, dear Father. Lord, remember Minister Allen and Sister Fran in a very special way, dear God. Lord, we understand that Minister Allen has other siblings, Lord, but Father, we feel like they're ours, dear God. And so, Lord, we're asking, Lord, for you to pour out an extra portion, dear God, of strength and comfort and grace upon them, dear God. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help them, dear Father. Hold them up, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, for those who will be traveling, dear God, down to Lebanon, dear God, on Tuesday. Lord, we're asking, Lord, traveling mercies, dear Father, for all of those who will be going, dear God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, dear God, and pray, Lord, that you would bless and have your way, Lord, even in that service, dear God. Lord, even as we dismiss, Lord, from this service, we pray, Lord, that you would be with us and in us, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would keep us safe, dear Father, even as we go to our homes. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we have homes to go to, dear God, knowing, dear God, that there are others, dear God, that have not received that blessing, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would help us, dear God, to keep our minds stayed on thee, dear God. For we know, dear God, as Sister India said, with the way the world happens all around us, dear God, and it's happening every day, dear God, Lord, we know, Lord, you're able to keep us in perfect peace, dear God, as long as we keep our minds stayed on thee. So give us grace, dear God, to keep our minds stayed on you, dear God. And, Lord, not to be distracted, even as Pastor Jenkins said, not to be turned aside, dear God, or carried about with any wind of doctrine, any other wind of doctrine, dear God. But help us, Lord, to keep our eyes on you, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, your blessings upon each of us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Williams, dear God, and his companion, Lord, celebrating 44 years of marriage, dear God. We thank you for that, Lord, and we pray, Lord, that you would bless their family in a very special way, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would give them the strength that they need, dear God, and remember Brother Williams' mother-in-law, dear God, in a very special way, dear God. Lord, you know what she stands in need of, dear God. We know, Lord, that you are able to supply it, dear God, and bless the family, dear God, by our side. Just continue to bless, have your way, dear God, and make us a blessing. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you all the glory and all the praise shall be thine, as we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.